Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are in a studio. We had microphones. We had lots of things. Now we're back recording on a phone because, you know, we felt weird not doing it. Mitch is here and Pete's here. What's up, everybody?
Doing well. You look good, JP.
JP, I kind of like your beard.
Yeah, I just need a shave. I'm not really a beard guy. I'll shave tomorrow, I think. Before we get going, we have an awesome podcast coming up. I want to thank the good folks, Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, and you should do the exact same thing. We have a really fun guest. This dude, Dalton Ross, who I start our interview with a big confession. So you're going to have to listen to that. But Dalton's a big-time Skins fan, and it has some serious questions. I enjoyed that.
I definitely enjoyed it, and I feel like we're now all closer as a podcast since you made that confession. It's good for you to kind of open up.
Sometimes you got
to
open up.
We normally ask you to listen to the end. Now we're just asking to listen to the beginning.
Well, at the very end, after Dalton, I'm going to tell a story about the no good, terrible, very bad day. So listen for that at the end. Real quick, before we get to the Dalton Ross interview, Instagram and the Apple Music iTunes reviews, they are definitely creeping up. The number is 3,000 on Instagram and 1,000 on iTunes. When those numbers hit, we're going to do random drawings. We got that dope watch and a very cool Redskins alarm clock. Is that right?
We also
got
to figure out what we're going to do with the football from the...
I thought somebody won that.
I don't think we ever did
the drawing. We never did the drawing on it.
All right. Well, how about this? We'll do the football... What is that, from the Combine?
Yes.
From the Combine, yeah.
We'll do that
like
at
9 months ago.
We'll do that at 900 reviews.
Okay.
So the football, you get a winner for the football at 900, and then
you get re-entered for the 1,000.
Yeah,
draws.
Yeah, yeah. You
good.
Can win both.
Yeah, hell,
yeah, hell. Get lucky.
You guys get luckier than the Wizards did.
Both wanted to say, oh, wow. So, speaking of the Wiz, they got hosed. Le Boulay, as per usual. Curse of Le Boulay. But our guys that cover the Wizards did a great job on the Wizards Talk podcast, breaking down, I guess, they're trying to make lemonade, man. That's, about the good options available.
We're going to go through the whole saying.
About the good options available with the 9th overall pick. I'm calling my shot Bol Bol.
Bol Bol, that's who I got to. You're wearing Oregon green, too.
Pete, who you got?
Some guy that goes over to Europe and we don't see him for 4 years.
All right, that guy, that European X, yeah. A very high
Euro
possibility.
Euro player X.
But seriously, check out the Wizards Talk podcast. All right, I think we go to Dalton, right?
Let's go to Dalton.
All right, and...
Did we set up who Dalton is?
No.
Okay.
Go for it.
So Dalton Ross got in touch with JP. He's a big, 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 big fan of Survivor and a very talented writer on Entertainment Weekly.
He's the executive editor of Entertainment Weekly.
Right.
He has a daily show on SiriusXM.
And yet he was oddly excited to be on our podcast.
We talked plenty of Redskins. We talked some Survivor. If you're a Survivor fan, like one of us might be, obviously Wednesday's a pretty big day.
You know, like he talked about all three of us, how we would do on Survivor. It's pretty great.
And he had good questions that I think a lot of fans would like to ask us, so he kind of represented the voice of the fan, too.
More than you. And so I also want to say we have a really good podcast with Fred Smoot that if enough of you clamor for it, might come out Thursday night. Otherwise, it might come out Friday morning. And then later this month, we're going to have a special podcast that I'm keeping under wraps, but be prepared. It's going to be good. All right. With no further ado, thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Here comes Dalton Ross.
big honor to bring on big-time Redskins fan and the foremost Survivor expert in the world, Mr. Dalton Ross. Dalton, before we get started, I'm going to confess something that I've never said publicly.
I'm so excited for this.
I'm a huge Survivor fan.
This is a safe space, JP.
I'm a Survivor nerd. My wife and I watch it every week. Wednesday night, tonight, is the finale of the current season, which I don't think has been the best season, but whatever. Dalton, what's up, man? Thank you for all you do for Survivor geeks like myself.
First off, agreed, not the best season, but that's kind of the beauty of Survivor. If there's one season that's not so good, it's a whole new cast and reset next time. So we'll see how that goes. But it is, the honor is mine, sirs. I'm a loyal listener to the podcast. I love it. I listen to every episode. You know, I'm up here actually in the shadow of MetLife Stadium here in New Jersey. So not a lot of Skins coverage coming up here. And I love everything you guys do. I love the dedication. I love the news. I love the nonsense. I love it all.
I got to tell you, if he's calling us sirs, he can't listen to too many podcasts, right?
I mean,
he
knows this I've never been called sir in my entire life.
Clearly cannot see your top button being buttoned.
Oh, this is beautiful.
So, dude, you're in New York, you're SiriusXM, Entertainment Weekly, all these different things. Tell us how you're a Skins fan. Did you grow up down here? Are you a Beltway kid? What's going on?
Yeah, I grew up right in the district. Went to St. Albans High School.
Okay.
Lived there for my first 18 years. My parents still live in D.C. right there in the district. So I'm down there a few times every year. And just I was lucky. You know, unlike a lot of other people, I was there for the glory years. You know what I mean? I was there for all three Super Bowls. I was in the stadium for some of those Super Bowls. I was, I got the glory years and that was great, but it's also kind of my curse. You know what I mean? Because now, you know, you keep holding on, waiting to get back to that. And it's been a long slog over the past, 27 years. But I did get my glory, and I've been they're my team.
So it's tough. I try to explain to Pete, like, I'm 37. I got to see the very end of the glory. Like, the 91 team was my wheelhouse. I was 11 years old, 10 years old, and that season legitimately changed my life. I think it kind of put me in some way on the trajectory how I landed here. For Pete, the glory years are Brunel.
I say it all the time that the glory years involve Todd Collins and Mark Brunel going on December winning streaks and then getting blown out in the playoffs.
RG3 has to be the biggest.
That was truly the peak because for once, teams were adjusting to the Redskins as opposed to the Redskins adjusting to everybody else. But even that ended in, of course, the opposite of glory.
But so Dalton, how do you like try to you got sons in college? How do you try to get the next generation? What do you say to them to keep putting up with?
Talk to me, Dalton. Tell me how to hang on.
It's tough, and my poor kid, he is a Skins fan just because he's my son, and he had no choice in the matter. And he's gotten nothing. I mean, he had 2012. I brought him down for the RG3 Dallas Sunday nighter to get into the playoffs. Oof. Electric, unbelievable. That's pretty much all he's had. You know, he had Gibbs 2.0, but he was pretty young. It's been pretty shaky. I mean, he didn't even get 1999. That's probably, other than 2012, the 99 season where they made the playoffs with Brad Johnson was really hopeful, because then remember that was the whole dream team in 2000 where Dion and Bruce Smith and Carrier and all those guys came
they
in
won
and
the offseason.
We were going to Super Bowl.
That was the
Bowl.
First offseason championship.
Yeah.
Yes.
The banner still hangs
it's
high.
It's just going to make it that much sweeter when they finally break through. I was 7
Bullish
in 91.
Mitch.
It's going to make it that much
sweeter.
I mean, it's
true. It really will be super sweet.
I mean, it's going to be a generation of Redskins fans that are going to be finally have the monkey off their back.
I just hope this thing still operates when we are doing the sweet
years. All right, well
then,
because Mitch is bullish as usual, how close are they? We've heard Bruce Allen, Jay Gruden, Doug Williams. Everybody says they're close. Dalton, as a big-time fan, how close are they?
Not close.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. I've heard you guys talk about this, and you've asked the question. We've all asked the question, close to what?
Right.
I mean, close to the playoffs? Sure. Okay. They're close to being a one and done in the playoffs. But they're not close to getting the grand prize. I am one of the, I think, minority of people that thinks they should have gone nuclear this season. Mm. And I understand why they totally get why they didn't. I probably would have done it. Take your medicine, You know, instead of like doing a shot of medicine, get the beer bong out and just do it all. and then, you know,
he definitely listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
You're free and clear after that. Cause to me, it's
and,
like,
and you're saying to cut Alex, to just take the yes. 40 million. And you know, what's interesting in that vein, the only thing that really would have looked different at this point was the Landon Collins signing. Everything else was the draft. They could have done just about everything else. I mean,
exactly.
The AP money didn't break the bank. It's not like they signed any. Dominique Rogers Cromartie, they still could have had.
Case didn't break the bank. That
and
was a good deal.
If they had gone nuclear with Alex, there's other cuts that could have been made to free up some space. You know, a lot of people were expecting Vernon to go. That hasn't happened.
Well, how'd you feel about Haskins and Sweat or the draft this year? I mean, you have to feel a little confident looking ahead.
Does that
ahead?
Give you some optimism towards being close in the future? Specific to Haskins. Let's start with Haskins.
Yeah, sure it does. I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I can break down Dwayne Haskins' film. Of course I can't. And I will say, like a lot of people, the process of how it happened absolutely terrifies me if some of the reports that, you know, I've heard are accurate. But listen, all's well that ends well. You got hopefully the quarterback of the future. Sweat, just like you guys, I mean, that's the one I'm pumped for. If the medical's clear, I hope this isn't another, you know, we've had a few other guys with the medical. Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. So that makes me a little nervous. But if the medical's clear, I'm super pumped for him. So it makes me excited. I don't know about 2019, but
right.
2020.
That's where I'm at, too, is that draft was so, so, so great. But at most, maybe Montez Sweat gives you an extra game win. And if Dwayne Haskins plays well, that can boost you a little bit. But I still have a 7-9, 8-8 ceiling for this team in 2019. I'm sorry, pal.
What are you crazily going to say?
I'm just going to say that every year there's a team that makes a huge turnaround. They added some pieces in big spots where they needed them.
They've gone 7-9 2 years in a row. They've gone
31, 32, and 1 in their last 4 years.
So what would the big turnaround be?
I think
9-7?
No. I think they could be a playoff team.
Sure. Could be a playoff team. I wouldn't discount that. If we do the old classic Tandler, you got $100 worth of poker chips.
Chips.
I think I would put 15 of my chips on a wild card team. Where are you?
Marginally more than that. 25 of my chips are on the wild card team.
Pete's probably 6.
Hey, I'm like.
He's like 1.5.
12 on wild card, 5 on division.
I don't think I'd put 1 on the division.
Did you grab 5 and
Dalton, where are you at on
Zeus
that?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason why I put a little more chips in than I normally would is only because the NFC East is so volatile.
Right.
And, you know, it always seems like someone new wins the East you don't expect. And teams could fall back down to earth. I mean, that's really kind of the only hope in a way. I put more chips on the division than the wild card only just because of that reason. But I mean, usually these giant turnarounds that Mitch talked about is usually because there's a new quarterback that lights it up or a new coach that brings in a new system. So unless Dwayne Haskins is going to light it up in his rookie year, probably not going to happen.
Well, all right, let's say, what are the chances Dwayne Haskins lights it up his rookie year? I would put them at 1-5. I mean, maybe there's a 20% chance. He's got the arm. He's got the intellectual capacity for Jay Gruden's offense. I think there are real questions about adjusting to the speed of the NFL and the speed of NFL pass rushers because he's not the quickest guy.
Yeah, I think a successful rookie year for Dwayne Haskins more involves him turning around and handing the ball off a lot and then, you know, having some play-action plays. But I don't think he's going to go off for 300 yards every week, so I don't think the skill positions and the tight ends and the receivers are there for him to do that quite yet.
Tight ends should be. They're spending enough money.
They should be, but the way Jordan Reed looked last year, I'm worried that maybe he's kind of on the decline. It wasn't just Alex Smith. It might have been health and explosion kind of going
away. In this offense, you don't need him to go for 300 yards. If the defense can be as good as it was early last year.
In spots.
But if they can be
good in New Orleans.
They weren't good in New Orleans.
Early.
They weren't good against Atlanta. There were times that they were poor,
sure.
But there were also times they dominated. If they can put it together and be a solid defense, you don't need a quarterback that's going to throw for 300 yards a game.
Yeah, I like him lighting it up eventually, but I don't think the path to success is this year.
You think he lights it up eventually?
Yeah, I do.
Dalton, you think Haskins is eventually? I mean, what's the tier we want to say? Like a top 5 fantasy quarterback? You think he's that kind of guy?
Wow.
Top 8 is top. Quarter of the league, maybe.
Okay.
8 or 9.
Well, he's not going to run for any touchdowns or any yards, right? So already you're not going to get that sort of Cam Russell Wilson fantasy
right.
sort of value. And, I mean, listen, not to pile on Pete with the whole left guard versus entire wide receiving.
Now you're officially
Pile on Pete.
But yeah, the receiving core just is just bad, man. It's, yeah. I mean, unless these rookies really step up. I mean, Doxson, enough said. So they need people that can get separation. If Richardson has to prove he can stay healthy, and it's all ifs, ands, and buts. I remember last season, we were all saying, "Oh, if this happens, and if this, and but this and that." But like, when does you're going to have injuries? You're going to have people not stepping up, and so I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket.
Well, and I'm going to make a unique prediction right now that. If things go bad for the Skins and they end up with a top five pick, they go all in to get Jerry Jeudy, the Alabama wideout. I think we've seen how bad they've been at wideout for a while. That kid looks like Julio Jones, looks like a legitimate game changer. They love Alabama. We all know that. And if it goes bad this season, that's not to play too conspiracy theory here, but since we got Survivor, everybody's trying to outwit, outlast, right. Outplay, right?
God, so such a nerd.
Such a fan.
How do we not know
he's
this? We
fan.
Know everything about
this
you.
Very personal.
We know everything about you.
No, you don't. Yeah. But clearly you don't. But I think
scared.
If it's about selling the fan base on something, if they're like, all right, in 2019 we got the quarterback, in 2020 we get the wideout, people will be excited.
And then guys like Ross, love in the backfield, young, scary offense.
Like Ross Pierschbaker said, they're going to go full Alabama East.
They're trying.
They're trying to. I wouldn't be against it. I mean, that's clearly the biggest need they have. Is getting a number one wide receiver. So.
Obviously.
Dalton, what you don't know is I wrote a blog about Wes Martin a couple days ago, and Mitch came in and was like, hey, you really punted on that Wes Martin blog, huh? And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, no substance. You just kind of two sentences and some quotes. It was really embarrassing. He got angry at me for not writing the Wes Martin blog 10,000 words.
Hold on. Do you think Dalton read that?
No, but I think he understands the shtick of everything.
No.
Of course not. But I think he understands that Mitch loves O-linemen. He's getting mad at the blogs I'm writing for them not being long enough.
This is great because I can ask you questions that I've wanted to ask through my iPhone as I'm listening to you guys all the time. And one of the conversations that you guys have, that people have, that always fascinate me is the offensive line of the Skins, because sometimes you hear saying okay, this could be a top five O-line, right, if they're healthy, or this is a great line when they're healthy. But what I see on the field is I guess, Mitch, I want to ask your take on the line, because I see great pass blocking and I see great blocking in space, like pulling, right?
Sure. Yep.
But interior blocking for the past 3-4 years seems to be a major problem. And I know that's the tight ends that's an issue, because we have bad blocking tight ends. But how many times, I don't know what the stat is for getting hit in the backfield. So what is the deal with this line? Are they a good interior blocking line or not?
That's why I'm worried about left guard, by the way, interior blocking.
If we're talking about the interior gaps, having one bad guard can blow that up. To Pete's point, that's been the issue the past few years, is that you have one weak link in that chain, and it can really hurt things. And that's why, but I think adding Wes Martin or Pierschbaker makes a big difference there.
I'm gonna back Dalton up a little bit. I do think the Redskins' offensive line gets more hype than it necessarily deserves.
I think some of that is because
you have an elite talent in Trent Williams, and then Brandon Sheriff's a high draft pick.
And a high talent.
Look at Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
Pro Bowls are not reflective of level of play, particularly on the offensive line. Generally, once a guy has name recognition,
keeps rolling,
that guy keeps making the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Players will tell you that. That's not my theory. That is what players will tell you.
I don't think Morgan Moses is the best right tackle. I mean, I think we saw last year a lot of those issues.
He was bad last year.
Penalties.
He was fighting through injuries.
I mean,
there was a lot going on.
But that was not. But he made a nice step year one to year two. But he hasn't continued that progression. And we need to see that this year.
And I'm worried that this overhyped Redskins line is, we're kind of on the back nine of their career, because Trent is 30, but he's one of the oldest 30 guys in the NFL. And then if Moses continues to be the player we saw last year, then all of a sudden right tackle kind of becomes a problem. We love Chase Ruhier, but is he ever going to be a top center?
I disagree with your Trent. With you saying that Jordan Reed might be on the decline, but I'm not sure you're wrong about the O-line.
Yeah.
Dalton, what about you, man?
I totally agree. Isn't that the frightening thing, when you think you have a sort of a strength of the team, but then you realize, whoa, we might have to address this. We think of this as one of our strengths. And I agree. I mean, these guys are getting up there. And is Morgan getting better or getting worse? And obviously, you got a lockdown sheriff with a contract. And then Trent's getting up there in years. So it kind of scares me, the long-term future of the line as well.
I said this on the radio with Galdi, I think, the other day, that the Skins have not shown the cutthroat business side of this thing where guys they have big extensions for play out those extensions. You look at other teams in the league, veterans that have produced for their teams get cut, and the Skins have not done that. And I don't know that they should, but there's been a reluctance to do that. If somebody makes that tier where they're considered a core Redskin, usually they get the last few years of that contract where there's fat cash that's not guaranteed that you can get out of. What I know is that S never happens in New England, or there are organizations that make those hard decisions.
I think,
and I'm not saying they need to this year, but it's something that strategically, organizationally, hasn't happened.
I feel pretty confident in Trent on the left side, and we talk about Brandon Scherff if or when this deal gets done.
Well, we caught up with Scherff at the golf tournament. Right. He said he's healthy. He said he's good to go.
I wanted
to ask him about the contract, and Sundberg basically pulled the mic out.
I heard that was kind of funny.
He's like, you're not doing that.
But the thing is, if Scherff ends up gone, maybe they franchise him next year, but he's gone in 2 years, all of a sudden, you're right, that is a huge hole, because Trent then is looking at 32, 33, and Scherff is gone, and you don't know what you have. Rouye's coming up on his fourth or fifth year.
But, dude, a lot. There are plenty of teams that find replacement-level offensive linemen.
Certainly.
That happens.
There are teams that make careers out of getting guys late in the draft and at other times.
Are you just pulling out your phones just to show the world you have two phones?
No, it was buzzing, and I didn't want it to come through on the audio.
Can you see Mitch Dalton? Have you weighed in on this top button nonsense?
So I can't see you guys now. I just see your beautiful logo, but I did see the top button. I gotta be honest, I support it. I
love the top button. Look. Let's go.
You're piling on me and supporting his top button. You're officially a part of the Redskins Talk podcast.
My guy.
It's a little bit of like an old school mod look, like the Jam, like late 70s British mod thing going on.
That's what he's going. Sure
that's definitely
attention.
What I'm going for.
It's
that's fine.
Terrible. My wife literally texted me. I guess she saw my Instagram post. She said, cut the buttons off of Mitch's shirt so he can't do that anymore.
You wanted to fly free? I'm in for that too.
Jesus.
We got Dalton Ross and Bob Biagi in 1 week. Complimenting the top button.
I had a big weekend for you.
It's a good look. And look, I don't want to get us too off topic, but I do want to say.
No, please get us off topic.
There's no topic.
I love this.
I do want to, as a big fan of the pod, I got to say to JP, I'm a little worried that Sundberg's coming for your job. I gotta say, we know these athletes, their career is short on the field.
Sure,
they're thinking
yeah.
next steps. It's like a Ryan Clark ESPN situation.
Well, even and, JP even told, he's like, hey, Tress and Nick, you guys should start a podcast. And I was listening to that. Like, what are you doing, JP? They're going to take us over.
So my dad was in the bar business, right? And whenever a new bar would open up, he'd be like, oh, people would ask him, like, oh, are you worried they're going to take your business? And my dad always said, rising tide is better for all the boats. The more people interested in the Redskins, the more people listening to podcasts on the Redskins is better for us. There's room for everybody.
You would never get voted off on Survivor.
Dude, so I also don't. There's a couple things I want to do, but since you brought that up, we're going that direction. Of the three of us, who do you think would do best on Survivor?
Ooh, okay, so I here's the way I think it would go down. I think JP would come out and he'd be making deals right and left, right off the bat. He'd be playing the game hard. The good thing about that is people do respect that on the island, but also then people want to get rid of you. You know what
See,
I mean?
I think like I would play it cool, man. I think I would try to. What I've learned from watching all these damn seasons is you got to just lay 38. Low until the merge, and then you start making moves. That would be my strategy.
Could you? But it's here's the thing. It's harder to keep it under wraps once you get out there than you think.
That's what my wife says. She's like, there's no chance you would play it cool.
I interview all the players. Like, I go out there and I talk to them all before the game. And they always say, like, all right, well, my problem is I'm really emotional or I'm really chatty or this, that. I got to keep that under wraps. It lasts 2 days because then you're not eating, you're not sleeping, it's torrential, you're in a cyclone.
Sure.
And whoever you are will come out. So I think like JP is the early episodes of Survivor on JP. He is all over the place, he's making moves.
Very polarizing.
And it's working. And it's working, but then by about episode 3 or 4, people are like, whoa, this guy, we got to get rid of this guy. And so then, JP, you got to be looking for idols, dude.
Right.
You're looking for community idols.
I'm looking for idols by day five. Yeah. All right, Mitch and Pete, who you got?
All right, so
Pete, there's no chance Pete could survive a night in the outdoors.
No,
I think Pete's the guy that makes it all the way to the end because he's easy to beat.
What is that? What do they call him? A goat or like
a goat. Yeah. Pete's the goat.
Hey, man, it's been fun, dog. We'll catch up with you later, man. Thanks for staying on.
Pete's a passenger. It's a good role for him.
Right. GOAT does not stand for greatest of all time, unfortunately.
I figured by the context.
And the big man.
Oh, boy.
Think?
What do we got?
I think the big man's a player. I think the big man's a player because I actually think that Mitch can kind of – I think he's going to scheme. I think he is going to backstab. But I think he's going to be a little more stealth about it. I would be – I'd be very concerned with Mitch out there if I was playing against him.
Wow. Mitch is the leader in the
There's
clubhouse.
A spot at the end of the table for you whenever you want to come by. We love you.
Are you pointing at my spot or a spot next to me?
Your spot.
He's got Sundberg taking my job. He's taking the job. All right. Here was the other thing I wanted to bring up. Dalton is a serious Skins fan because when he and I started DMing, he pitched me ideas for the podcast.
Who slid into whose DMs first?
I slid.
Okay. He nice. Slid. Good slide.
That sounds so weird.
Unlike RG3, I can slide.
Yeah.
All right, so Dalton's idea, which would you rather have? And we'll all go up or down, no wiggle room. You pick one idea, one option or the other. Option one, Haskins and Sweat with no second round pick, what the Skins just did. Option two, whoever you take at 15, so let's say that was Sweat, and you get Josh Rosen with the second rounder. So, are you happy with Haskins and Sweat and no second rounder in 2020? Or would you rather have Sweat, Rosen, and the 2020 second rounder? Mitch, you start.
Sweat, Rosen, and the 2020 second rounder.
Yeah, I'd still do that, too, because I feel equally confident that Rosen and Haskins can succeed, so I'd rather take Rosen and get that other second.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because it's not to at all discount what the Redskins did on draft day. They did a great job with what they knew. So it's not like, dumb move by them by any means. But I also would take the Rosen thing had they known he'd be available. I think it's also interesting the variables because Rosen, one less year. So Haskins, if Haskins hits, you get a whole extra year on the rookie deal, which is great. But it's also Rosen's so much cheaper now. And that, again, the nuclear option.
Skins have to pay that signing bonus.
Right. So I would take Rosen. What about you, JP?
You know what's interesting? Because we texted about that probably last week or something, and I was the one reporting that the Skins were interested in Rosen. That never waned. Once Haskins was there, that was a done deal for a lot of different reasons. When Haskins was there at 15, the Redskins were absolutely taking him, and whatever Rosen interest was there was gone. All that said, I think Haskins has the higher ceiling. And I know there are a lot of talent guys that will tell you they would have had Rosen as the second quarterback in this draft behind Kyler Murray. I like Haskins more as a QB, but I like Rosen's value more with a second rounder and still having your second rounder next year. That said, I think it's relatively splitting hairs. It's just a matter of what quarterback you like more, and clearly parts of the Redskins organization preferred Haskins.
Yeah. JP, if they had known that they could have done the Rosen deal with their second rounder, what do you think? Which option do you think now they would take?
I think they knew, honestly.
Yeah.
Here's what I can tell you with 100% certainty. When Haskins was there at 15, the Redskins were absolutely taking him. That was never going any other direction.
Because also for the team, you had the local ties, which matters.
You can fill in the blank on the why. I'm just telling you that it was a was.
was.
That mattered for them, though.
Dalton, we got to let you go, dude.
Hold on. I got one question for him. One Survivor question, which you might
fire away,
appreciate.
Dude.
Jimmy Johnson is on Survivor. How tough was that for you to write about?
It was terrible. And I'll tell you, he's not the only cowboy.
Oh, there are others.
Because Gary Hogaboom, the guy who came out when they knocked Danny White out of the NFC Championship game.
Oh, wow.
Played Survivor.
Wasn't there a Lions guy that was on there?
There have been a couple of NFL guys.
There have been a lot of football
John Rocker
players.
Was on it and tried to pretend that he wasn't John Rocker.
Correct.
Seriously?
It was some dude was like, yo, I recognize you. He's like, yeah, I'm a weatherman. Or what the hell did he say? I don't remember now.
I don't remember either, but I was out there for Rocker, and I talked to that guy, and he is what you think
he's
he is.
He's crazy, right?
To paraphrase Dennis Green, he is who you think he is. There have been like at least four different Dallas Cowboy players or coaches that have done Survivor. I honestly tried to get Jimmy Johnson to sing "Hail to the Redskins."
When I was that would have been amazing.
But here's the one thing you don't know from watching the episode about Jimmy Johnson. He quit. He quit Survivor. It wasn't presented that way on screen, but because they didn't show it, but he asked his teammates to vote him out. He was a massive Survivor fan, almost went on earlier, had a heart issue that came up, so had to
wait.
Then he quit. He couldn't hack it. I mean, it's not easy, and he's an older guy, but he was out there for a few days and just said, whoa, this is
that
more
would be
than
me. That would absolutely be me.
Well, that's the only thing that Pete and Jimmy Johnson have in common.
Dude, how do I get on? How do I, like, can you help me and, like, a video, right? You send in a video?
Yep. You got to send in a video. That's what they make everyone do. And listen, Rick Devens, who's on right now. He's a news anchor. And I'll tell you why you would do
I don't like that dude at all and hope he loses.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is that he knows how to give a soundbite.
Sure.
Look at all the theatrics he's done at Tribal
Council. Dude, did you hear when he, and we're going deep here, so sorry.
Let's go deep.
Did you hear when he yelled La Cheeserie? That's a Tony Kornheiser podcast thing.
La Cheeserie!
I know.
I don't know if you knew that. I was like, oh my God.
It's crazy. So I think if you really wanted to do it, that you would stand a chance of getting on because you're what they want. An energetic guy, a guy who knows how to be on camera, a guy who can tell a story. They want storytellers because remember, they narrate the action.
Sure. Yeah.
Are there 7-Elevens in Survivor? Well, yeah.
Would you survive outdoors overnight?
Yeah, dude. I like the outdoors.
All right.
I'm an outdoorsman.
Are there grills for JP's meat that he has every night?
No, it's all there are. It's fire.
Okay, cool.
There's no food, though. I'd be eating, like, shells.
Okay, so no Diet Cokes or Reese's Cups.
Dude, I lost a Diet Coke,
That's
man.
That's true.
JP grills.
You can get natural coconut water from the coconuts.
Exactly. JP grills wings at, like, 11 p.m. every night.
I've been eating healthier. Chuck Honey has me on a new diet. All right, Dalton, we're going to let you go. You have one favorite Redskins memory. Is there any one thing you want to say to Redskins fans before we let you go to Fiji and live your incredibly cool life?
I was lucky enough to go to a lot of games in the glory days where Riggo bowed at halftime at playoffs against the Vikings. I was at the when Mosley broke the record for consecutive field goals in the snow against the Giants. I was there at the seat cushion game.
That's cool.
So, you know, those are the things that through the long slog that has been the 27 years get me through it. And like Mitch said, when it turns around, it'll be that much sweeter. Or at least that's what we keep telling ourselves. So it will come. That day will come, and maybe with this draft, it's going to come even sooner than we think.
Appreciate it, Dalton. Thank you very much. Safe travels back and forth to Fiji. Everybody follow him. It is at the Dalton Ross. Do I have that correct?
That's the Instagram, and on the Twitter, it's at Dalton Ross.
All right, and what is it? Executive Editor of Entertainment Weekly, SiriusXM. They can find you everywhere.
Yeah, they can find me on SiriusXM every day or on EW.com and Entertainment Weekly. Guys, it is seriously, I was so pumped to do this. Big fan of everything you guys do. Love all the minutia you get into, all the debates and discussion. It's awesome, and I loved talking with you guys. Hope we can do it again sometime. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. When we do our New York pod party, we expect you to be there.
VIP access.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's make it happen.
Thank you very much, Dalton. We'll talk soon.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
I enjoyed the hell out of that interview.
That
I thought
was
he
awesome.
Was a lot of fun.
That was so fun.
Yeah, when you said, we're going to interview Dalton Ross on Wednesday, I was like, I don't know who he is, but I'm glad I do now because he was spectacular.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
He was good. I think we have him back on. He could be a recurring guest.
Absolutely. I was Googling him when you said, when he texted us that we were getting him, I was Googling him and trying to figure out how he was related to the Redskins in any way. And the E Entertainment kept coming up and whatnot. And I was like, all right, I'm in on this dude. I don't know why we want him, but he
did. He
was great.
He Googled Dalton Ross NFL, and all the highlights were Andy Dalton to John Ross. So it was kind of a funny tie back to your guys' original bet.
Indeed. Credit Ben Stanick, who told me to look up Dalton, and then I followed him on Twitter, and the rest is now history. Quick story time. I showed up to a meeting a week early.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I am very rarely on time to
things. Like 7 minutes late, so a week early was big for you.
Well, dude, so because I'm usually late, like, this is a big one. Like, our big boss sent me an email that I already had to, like, change the first meeting time because I have a lot going on. And so I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be late. So it was a 10 o'clock meeting. I got here at 9:50, which for me is, like, big. I walk in, there's nobody here.
The video you post on Twitter is the best thing I've ever seen.
Well, and I've since learned, not only was there no meeting today, but all of the bosses aren't even in this state. They're at, like, an off-site meeting.
You could not have been more wrong.
Yeah. So I texted our boss, Matt. I'm like, hey, is the meeting on the second floor? He's like, what meeting?
Oh,
I was like, metrics meeting. He's like, dude, it's next week. And I was like, dagger.
Well, then you went to go at least get a haircut, and that went well. Oh, wait, no, your hair is
then
still
I
normal
went,
length.
Dude, then the barbershop was packed. I did get to meet a nice guy named Tom, who's a big fan of the podcast. But life's kicking my ass today, man.
There's no L's in
AJ
Wednesday.
Wants to talk to me. I don't know what the hell that's going to be about. Oh. He's like, let's talk after the podcast.
Oh, no.
That's brutal.
You know, when your boss says, hey, I want to talk to you, that's when you know you're in trouble.
The jefe. So hopefully the Swoot podcast comes out Friday and you guys get to enjoy that. I don't know what's going to happen.
Hopefully we're all still employed tomorrow. I mean, who knows what jefe has planned.
All right.
It's been a good run, boys.
Thanks for listening. Leave the reviews. Follow. Well, I don't even think we said the name of the Instagram account.
Redskins Talk Pod on Instagram. And yeah, every time I show someone that, they're like, wow, you guys have a lot of followers.
Man, how about going up. Girl Mitch versus JP Mitch?
It's the hottest
how much fun
on
is that?
The internet. Yeah.
Some of those
I kind of smoked JP in that.
I like the one that said,
I think
like,
people were kidding.
Like, Girl JP would tell you how good lattes are in her black Ugg boots. And then
Girl
like,
JP would send back a salad because it had too much dressing.
No, like, but boy JP like, would do that too.
Right, but then there's like a lot of like, Girl Mitch kind of cute though. Like, Girl Mitch could get it.
I'm going to pull it off.
For the record, I'm team Girl JP. I think she had a prettier face.
Yeah, dude.
But it depends on what you want. Do you want to settle down with Girl Mitch, or do you want to have a good night on the town with Girl JP?
Girl JP.
You're all settled down.
Girl JP looks a bit crazy, like she eats her hair. They're not. That's from my boy Jed.
Oh my god!
I'm so glad you didn't get that haircut
let me
today.
Post that. I didn't know if it was going to be
Girl
possible.
Mitch bad AFFFF.
So many C's on the thick.
So
scale.
So many C's
Mitch.
On the thick scale.
Yo, somebody wrote, "Imagine Girl Mitch in sexy jeans." Was that you?
Yeah, I just couldn't.
No, we got thick with
that.
13 C's.
All right, now it's definitely time to go. Somebody said Mitch looks like a Kardashian.
Somebody said that before. I said, which is the Kardashian?
Kendall Jenner?
Kendall? No.
You look like Kendall
Jenner? I think people think you look like the one that dates the basketball players.
That's
don't
all
they all of them?
Them?
No. AJ, you're sitting here. You know
who's
the answer.
One in the orange
before
dress that I was talking
us,
about?
Chime in.
It's Kendall.
No, dude.
You're talking about Khloe.
I'm talking about the thick one.
Khloe Kardashian.
They're also all thick. You're
no,
just
dude, the one that was with Lamar Odom.
Yeah, that's Khloe.
I'm saying it. It's Khloe. He looked like Kendall.
Oh, your boss is getting mad, Jake.
Sorry, AJ. I never meant to question you. Please don't fire me.
I will kiss your feet for hours.
That's what Pete said.
If there's too much dressing on the salad, I send it back.
I send it back. We got to go. This is utter nonsense. Thanks for listening. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service?
Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.